Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and it's exciting to be here with our good friend Beverly Williams, founder of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses, a co-author of the upcoming book about to be released any month now, almost any day now, 30-Second Commute. She's our good friend Beverly Williams. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning. It'll be nice when it's down to a matter of days before it's on the shelf.
I know it, and I can't wait to launch it on this show.
Yeah.
Which we're going to do, what, in May or April or May?
What is that it be? Will be at the bindery, ready to be shipped out to the bookstores about the middle of May, first part to middle of May. So it should be in the bookstores in June.
Sometime first of June, we're going to do the launch of this show, of that book.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Sounds good.
Okay, Bev, we're talking about the success tips for home-based businesses that you've worked on over the years and have compiled into a nice, handy little list of 21 things to pay attention to. And I think we're down to the business plan now, aren't we?
We are. And one of the first things, excuse me, I have a frog in my throat this morning. One of the first things that I do when I talk about business planning for home-based business owners particularly is I change the term around from a business plan to a plan of business.
But that's only because you like to be different.
Well, that's one reason. The other reason is that writing a business plan tends to intimidate so many people.
Yeah.
And rather, most home-based business owners don't write a business plan at all, which means, unfortunately, that they fail, not as often as other small business startups do, but nonetheless, there's still failure, and a lot of that failure is a failure to plan.
But, Beverly, I have it in my head.
Well, that's fine, except that when you put things in writing, yes, a lot, it will clarify it more if you put it in writing.
One of the problems with that strategy is you're the only one who has access to it.
Right.
And believe it or not, folks, as smart as I know you are, your brain doesn't organize it, your business plan, as efficiently as it does when you're looking back at you from a sheet of paper.
Mm-hmm. Right. The other excuse that I get is, but I'm not going for financing, so I don't need a business plan. You still need a plan of business. You still have to understand the financial aspects, and you have to have a roadmap for knowing where you want to go with this business. I liken it to the fact that if you wanted to take a trip across the country, you wouldn't just suddenly one day get in your car and start driving. Well, there may be a few people who do that, but you would want to have a plan. You'd want to have an idea of what it's going to cost you, how you're going to finance the trip, how you're going to get from point A to point B, and what if there's major construction on the road somewhere in Ohio and you can't get to the city you want by that highway, how else are you going to get there, or is there a different way that would be better? Can't know those things unless you sit down and do some planning.
But you know, Beverly, unfortunately, a lot of people live their lives that way. They live their lives without. I call it living your life about 3 inches in front of your nose. You know what I mean?
I always called it being a free spirit, but that's
well.
Okay. You're right.
But, yeah, I mean, you know, they're not going to. They're not going to look ahead at all. They're not going to see if there's a railroad crossing around the next corner they need to slow down for. They don't know, you know, they're not paying attention to the things ahead of them, and consequently, you know, their life is always in turmoil. They're always they're always slammed. You know, whenever you talk to them, oh, how you doing? Oh, I'm just slammed. You know, I'm just so busy. I got, you know, but you find out what they've accomplished. And it's not very much, and it's because they basically let the world take its best shot, without doing any kind of any kind of preparation for it, and it just makes no sense that when all you got to do is slow down just a little bit, mm-hmm. and think about where you want to go, and identify the things that it's going to take to get there, and and then follow that track.
Unfortunately, too, one of the things that people realize when they start finally deciding they're going to write a business plan is that they really don't know their market. They've simply mm-hmm. begun an idea in their head and decided this was going to be their business. And so one of the things a marketing or a business plan will do is to make you face reality real quick, hopefully before you've invested tons of money and time and energy into something that may not work or may not work in the standard way, and you need to look at some other ways of doing it.
You know, Beverly, I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's all right. No, I was just going to say part of your business plan is a market feasibility and a marketing plan.
I call when people don't try to understand anything about the marketplace, I call that the yard sale syndrome.
Yes.
You know, I mean, how many people do you know who has decided to start a business, and the only experience they have in the marketplace is they had a yard sale once, and they uh-huh. put stuff out in the yard. People came by and bought it.
Right.
And
yeah.
in their mind, you know, hey, this there's nothing to being in business. There's nothing to this. Anybody uh-huh. anybody could do this. I just stick some stuff up out here, and people will buy it.
Yeah.
It's amazing, and you're exactly right. I mean, folks, it's being successful in the marketplace is a lot of fun, but it's not easy. It doesn't just fall in your lap, does it, Beverly?
No, it doesn't. There are a few people that I've met over the years who have never done a business plan and simply went from being an employee to being a business owner and were instantly successful. But I have to tell you that they are so small in numbers that it's always a surprise when you meet somebody like that.
Right.
The other people who are really successful have planned for that success through a business plan.
Mm-hmm. And another thing, Beverly, you know, just to we can get into some of the specifics in a minute. But one of the things that I like to tell people is that if you think you can't do one, I believe that you say your business plan every day. By that I mean, when people ask you what do you do, and then they ask you mm-hmm. five or six questions about what you do, and you after you tell them what you do, you basically are saying your business plan. In that five-minute conversation, you say your business plan, the components of your business plan, what you do, what you buy, what you sell, you know, who you sell it to, and, you know, and how you price your products, all that sort of thing. That's all business plan stuff. Stand by, Beverly. We're going to take a quick break. It's 20 after. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Roll away again. Yeah. I'm sitting on the dock of...
We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate, and Beverly Williams is our guest and our good friend, founder of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses, and our number one home-based business expert, and actually the world's home-based business expert. And Beverly is the author of the upcoming book, 30-Second Commute. Is that right, Bev?
Right.
Did I say it right? The 30-Second Commute. And so you can imagine what that's all about, folks. Beverly, we're talking about business planning, having a plan of business, as you call it. And I said as we took the break that you say your business plan. You know, people think how complicated it is. They say, oh, I've never done one. Well, you know what? I bet you have, but you did one yesterday. But you
right.
did one this morning. Somebody, but you're going to do one this, you know, later today. Somebody is going to ask you what you do, and you're going to tell them. They're going to think it's interesting. They're going to ask you five more questions. And by the time you're through with that little five-minute conversation, you will have identified the five or six major components of your business plan.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
What your company's name is, what you sell, how do you buy your products, who are your customers, and when they say how's business, that's the financial part.
Right, exactly.
It could be that simple.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be, you could make it very complicated. I've seen 100-page business plans, Beverly, but I've also seen 5-page business plans.
Right, exactly. That's the key, that you don't need to do this big formal book. You don't need to write a book, but you do need to write down the essential things. And, Jim, there's one thing about business plans for home-based business owners that is different from a business plan of everybody else. There's another component to it, and I want to make sure we talk about that because that's what makes it a little different for home-based business owners.
Right.
There needs to be a part of your business plan that is your personal and family plan. You are now merging your personal and your business life under the same roof when you start a home-based business. Therefore, part of your plan has to be who else lives there. If you live by yourself, you still need to understand that all of a sudden there is no 9-to-5 where you can shut off the light, close the door, walk away from the office, get in a car, and drive somewhere else. That office is only a few steps or 30 seconds away from your personal life. It may even be more complicated than that if you're doing your business starting out on the dining room table, and that's also where you eat your dinner. So it's very, very important to put in your plan of business to think about and plan for your personal and family life in your business plan. It can make or break a business at home.
Yeah, and, you know, Beverly, there's a place that I want to tell the audience about that they've heard me mention before, and that you can go and find out about what a business plan looks like if you've never seen
mm-hmm.
one. It's a website called bplans.com, BPLANS.com, and there are dozens of business plans there. Now, as far as there being one for home-based, I don't know if there is one there for this, that's
no,
specifically
there isn't.
A home-based. But the thing is you can go there and find out what business plans look like. You can get the outline. If nothing else, you can see what the outline of a plan looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And you can and at least see what the components are.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
For your industry, for whatever it is you do. If you're a
right.
consultant or whatever you're selling, if you're selling Longaberger baskets or whatever you're doing,
mm-hmm.
you can go and find out the components and there is software that will help you do this if you want to go to that extent. But the main thing is you got to get it down on paper because you know Beverly, you said something about I'm not going to borrow any money, so I don't need a business plan. Well, guess mm-hmm. what? That might be today, but in a month you might not be saying that. You might be needing to borrow money,
right,
for working capital. And as you know, Beverly, when you need the money, you don't have time to go write a business plan.
No. It just doesn't make sense to me not to write it in the beginning. Now, I will be the first one to admit that when I first started my first home-based business, I did not have a business plan. I learned everything the hard way. My first home-based business, which was umpty-umpty years ago,
yeah.
did not succeed. I only knew how to do what I was doing in that business. I didn't know how to be a business person. And if I had sat down and written a plan of business or a business plan, I probably would have been more successful. Or at least have been aware of how little I knew about running a business at that time.
Or if you hadn't been so hard-headed, you wouldn't have made it at all, right?
Yeah, that's probably right. I survived for 2 years, but just barely. Yeah, it really is an eye-opener, and I don't consider that a failure. I consider it a success. Anytime you suddenly have a light bulb going off in your head and going, oh, I don't know how to do that. What am I going to do?
Right.
That's a good thing. You now know you've identified a problem and you mm-hmm. can find the solution for it. But writing this plan will really help you understand what you don't know, what you still need to know, how you're going to go about being a successful home-based entrepreneur.
Beverly, we got to wrap it up, but when you come back next time, why don't we go through from beginning to end the unique type of business plan that a home-based business needs to have. You want to do that?
Okay. Yes,
right.
we'll do that.
We'll do that next time. Thanks for
okay.
being here.
Sure thing. Thank
Beverly
you.
Williams, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. Quick break. I'll be right back with Rick Pinion, 29 after. This show is brought to you by IBM. and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.